Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. One of the things that was said after the game last night, or yesterday afternoon, and repeated today by Coach Mike Kafka, was that the lack of chemistry may have contributed to the final ill-fated play where, Jalen Hyatt broke off his route.
Lack of chemistry.
Jameis Winston threw, ball got intercepted.
He didn't break off his route. He stopped running his route.
He just quit on his route.
It's not a breaking off the route.
It was a giving up on his route.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a two-way go, that would have been different. Because if he would have stayed straight or in, it's an easy throw. But Jameis was throwing the corner from jump.
Would it have helped? I ask you this because I don't know, but I was wondering it. Would it have helped if Jameis Winston was the backup quarterback for the last 6 or 7 weeks as opposed to Russell Wilson? We talked earlier about it wouldn't have made any difference.
No, because Jalen Hyatt wasn't playing either. He was getting practice reps.
So, I don't know. You tell me. You don't get any practice reps? He wasn't getting any practice reps over the last 6 weeks?
If you're not even dressing, I doubt you're getting practice reps. No, you're out there. You're running something, but I doubt it.
So nothing can be gained from that?
From what?
From being out there.
Jameis?
From Jalen Hyatt and Jameis. Either one of them.
I don't know. I mean, some of these
it's
guys...
It's almost as if they met each other for the first time yesterday.
Some of these guys...
Isaiah Hodgins did, and he had 5 catches.
It's true. It wasn't a problem.
Great. It was running his routes. His scramble routine, like the throw, the big throw, whatever it was, 15, 16 yards that he hit, that was a scramble routine. How the hell does he have instincts to go with Jameis Winston on a scramble? He's supposed to be running a dig route. He breaks it off when Jameis starts scrambling and comes back. He finds him over the top. It looked like it was an overthrow underneath to, I think, Wandell, whoever it was, and it hit him right in the chest. Like, he's a football player. Like, you can see a football player when you see a football player. Jalen Hyatt isn't. I think this team has too many guys that have want-to problems, and that's what bothers me when people start talking about Joe Shane. Identifying the want-to problem is probably the most important thing you can do scouting a player.
How do you do that, though? You can look in your eyes and see that?
Have a conversation with him, right? Just understand his football IQ. Think like it's not looking at tape or watching him go play a game and say, oh, wow, he hit 305 yards against Alabama. Well, that's because Alabama was playing man coverage, and he's faster than everybody on that team. And they just ran go routes over and over and over and over and over again. That doesn't make you a great NFL player. Gives you potential, but after 4 years, potential is a dirty word.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to hear about Jalen Hyatt anymore.
Boy, you're disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm going to be careful. I say Jalen Hyatt, I'm going to take Tiki Barber off.
Bunch of bitches.
Anyhow, it's Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I brought Evan a nice early holiday gift today.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I just want to stop this 1 second. My mom has chimed in, and she asked ChatGPT, and she is telling me I have to take the L. That expedite is not a word.
Thank you.
It is not recognized as a word.
Thank you.
And that I
Thank
need
you.
To take the L. Thank so you know what?
Thank you, Mrs. Roberts.
I didn't listen to you guys, but I'll listen to Mom. I'll wear an L as you do your Cinco. Thank you.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank
a
you
mother
very
knows
much.
Best, right?
Sean feels very victorious right now.
I do.
All right, go do your Cinco.
All I'm right.
Thank you, Mrs. Roberts. We haven't had the L out in a while.
I know.
There you go.
Look at that. Okay, and I am bringing Evan Roberts an early holiday gift. I've decided to do a Cinco that includes audio for each of them. Ooh. Evan, look at you. You worked hard today. did work hard today, and I also realized we're tired of this, right? We're tired of the Giants suck. We're tired of the Jets suck. And there's a whole nother football season going on around us that many of us consume the other games, watch Red Zone. So I'm here to give you the five takeaways around the NFL yesterday that didn't involve our teams. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Darnold lifts his leg to call for the silent count snap against the blitz. Has time. Now it breaks down. Hit, jump pass. He throws it away again. Intercepted by the Rams.
All right, that call courtesy of Rams Radio. Sam Darnold yesterday, pumpkin game, threw four picks and still had the Seahawks with an ability to try to win the game. Jason Myers missed a 61-yard field goal.
Pin this. Mm-hmm. After he's done with the Senko, just say, Evan, remind me about Sam Darnold. Because I got something for you. More on Sam after this. Go ahead.
Calling him a moron. That's rough. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Snap is back. Hold is good. Sweeps the right leg. Cairo Santos is up. He's good! Good! Good from 48. Cairo Santos mobbed on the Viking logo. Bears win it.
So yesterday there were five games that ended on the final play of the game. This was one of them. That call courtesy of Bears Radio. The Bears improved to 7-3 in control of that AFC North, and the Vikings have been dumped back to 4-6. Of note, Justin Jefferson visibly frustrated with J.J. McCarthy, quarterback.
Yeah, of course. He's basically on his rookie season this year, J.J. McCarthy. But how about the two teams that are sitting atop their divisions, the Chicago Bears at 7-3, and the Denver Broncos, who do it ugly, the Giants should have beat.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They're right. They should have won both those games.
But this is what makes Sean Payton such a good coach. This is what, in his early stages, is making Ben Johnson a good coach. They are winning one-score games.
And think about this. The Chicago Bears, quarterbacked by Caleb Williams. The Denver Broncos, quarterbacked by Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots, quarterbacked by Drake May. All from the same draft. All in first place, a combined 25-7. Mm-hmm. Not a bad year for that QB class.
And two of those quarterbacks got new head coaches after year one, and in year two are going on to make the playoffs.
That's a great point.
That's a very good point.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Here's a pass out to the left flat for Gainwell. Gets to the edge and scampers into the end zone. And Kenneth Gainwell has given the Steelers an early lead on this opening drive with a touchdown.
That was Aaron Rodgers' only touchdown pass of the game yesterday. He left with a slight fracture in his non-throwing wrist.
What does that even mean, a slight fracture?
I guess it's not a full break. Who knows how long Aaron Rodgers, will he play this week? Will he not?
His left wrist. He'll be all right.
I thought the same thing, Tate.
He's right-handed. He'll figure it out.
Why is this? This should be a no-biggie spot.
Yeah, no biggie.
Well, he didn't continue to play the game. Mason Rudolph came in.
I know he sat for the half, but I would think next week he'll be good to go. Why not?
But there's so many little bones. I don't even know this because I broke one of them. There's these little transverse bones, process bones. They're tiny. And they hurt like hell, but you can still play with them as long as you can deal with the pain.
And, of course, in Mike Tomlin fashion, he beat the crap out of the Bengals with Mason Rudolph. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Fourth down. Here we go. Shador to throw. Pressured. Rolling out to the right. Got to throw it. Throws. Knocked down. Incomplete. Roquan Smith with the pass breakup intended for Njoku. Shador got hit. Ravens take over.
I don't think I play good at all. I think it's a lot of things, you know, we need to look at, you know, during the week.
Is that AI?
No. I was cracking up when I put it in there. I was like, this sounds exactly like our AI Shador.
It's Shador, but it's okay. 4 of 16?
Yeah. Yes. He was erratic, to say the least. And the Browns had a lead on the Ravens, of course, and the Ravens come back and win the game.
That sounds like the Browns broadcast?
Yes, that was Browns
it
radio.
Was utter disgust. In that broadcast.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago where Sean tried to taunt me by, I could see Dillon Gabriel getting hurt, Shador taking over, and torching the New York Jets. Well, based on the way he played yesterday, I don't think it would have gone that way.
Yes. No. Josine Anderson, if you ask her, he looked like Montana. Here we go.
Number one.
I won't even mention it. Snap placement, kick on the way, and it is good. They don't block this one. Like last year in Kansas City.
Broncos radio, the story of the day. The Denver freaking Broncos pushed the Chiefs to 3.5 games back in the AFC West. There will be no playoff football at Arrowhead this year. And that's your Cinco.
It's kind of crazy The Chiefs' last 18 playoff games, excluding the Super Bowl, 16 of them have been in Arrowhead.
That's insane.
They own the postseason in their building.
That one was it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Denver?
Yes, I was in Denver yesterday.
There's something about playing there this year. I don't know what it is. It's just it wears on teams. And even the really good ones, like the Kansas City Chiefs, get beat up by it.
Yeah. And unfortunately for Kansas City, like, I think they can run the table. It starts with Daniel Jones next week and the Colts. It's too late. They've put themselves in too big of a hole that they can run the table.
They're 5-5 now?
Five and five.
5-5, but Denver is 9-2.
So there's 7 games left. I mean, it would take a monumental collapse by the Broncos.
And listen to the Broncos' schedule the rest of the way. They have the bye coming up. At Washington, at Vegas, home Green Bay, home Jacksonville, at Kansas City, home against the Chargers. Like, they should hold on to this division, which means the Kansas City Chiefs, A, have to make the playoffs. They're right now out of a playoff spot. But then, B, have to do it exclusively on the road. Remember 2 years ago, they did it mostly on the road. They beat the Dolphins at home.
And then they beat Buffalo
and Baltimore on the road. So they've done it before. This would take, you know, a third road playoff victory in all likelihood.
And if you're interested in Steve Spagnuolo as the Giants coach, an early Chief exit could help his case.
There you go. Let me jump back to Sam Darnold real quick. Yes. So he threw 4 interceptions.
That moron.
I didn't call him a moron. I said more on Sam.
Oh. Sean was manipulating.
I said I have more on Sam Darnold. Hmm. Oh, you're right. It does sound like more on Sam Darnold. So Sean echoed something that's been said a lot over the last 12 hours about Sam. Pumpkin spot. You know, basically, this is Sam Darnold in any big spot. Listen to the defense of Ernest Jones, Seahawks linebacker, because he was asked after the game about Sam Darnold. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is as passionate of a defense as you're ever going to have for a quarterback from a defensive player.
Yeah, you rarely get this crossover.
Listen to this. This is some major league defense of Sam Darnold.
Is this T.O. level?
I think it's beyond T.O.
You talking about my quarterback?
Yeah, and he started crying. There's no tears here.
And he played for the Rams.
That's right.
Ernest Jones.
That's right.
So, wow, so he gets this. Maybe this is more because he hates the Rams.
Maybe. Here's Ernest Jones' defense of his quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Hold on, sorry, Ev. I bleeped out the curses, but I can't seem to find the bleeped out version. In an effort not to.
Yes, that's a good call. That's a good call.
We don't want to pull a Marash.
I'm not going to do that. We'll have it. You let me know.
Give me like 30 seconds.
That's fine.
It's probably out in the newsroom.
That is totally fine.
But,
yes.
But the point is, and you're right, you rarely see defensive players vigorously coming to the defense of an offensive player.
Very rarely.
Especially when they have had a bad day, and especially when they've only been on the same team for a year.
That's right.
So they know each other for what? 6 months, 8 months
That's
at
it.
This point?
That's it, because Sam
he's
is
coming to the humongous defense of him.
Sam is obviously new to Seattle. Right. Ernest Jones, as you mentioned, began his career with the Rams, has only been in Seattle for 2 years. But I want you to think about this.
Yeah. This tells me something about Sam, though.
Is this on a level of Terrell Owens? Because Terrell Owens has the most famous defense of a quarterback.
Yeah.
And granted, it's a wide receiver doing it.
Right.
In which he said, that's my quarterback.
Right. He's crying.
He was crying.
Legit. Emotional about it.
Here is Ernest Jones, linebacker, Seattle Seahawks, defending his quarterback, Sam Darnold.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. it was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. Yeah, I mean, like, it's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly,
That was the money line.
Wow.
If you've got anything to say, bleep you.
Wow. Wow. So Sean suggesting that this was a pumpkin game, according to Ernest Jones.
Bleep you.
Bleep me.
Yes. That's his message to you.
Now, the Seahawks defense wasn't awesome in keeping him in every game, and they lost that game by 28 because of four picks yesterday. Yeah. Would he still be saying this?
You know what's great about this?
I feel like he would. I think there's something about Sam Darnold that we just discount because locally we think he's as the seen ghost dude.
That's probably fair.
You know what I mean?
But I don't think it's that because I'm a Jet fan and I have no ill will towards Sam.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the former quarterbacks I do.
I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying perception of him as a player.
Yeah, well, I think the perception was created by what happened late last year with Minnesota. That there was that.
He hit the wall. Yeah.
And so naturally when they lose a game in Los Angeles to the Rams, or they've done a great job beating up on teams that are not that good.
Right.
It's natural to say, oh, that's the real Sam Darnold. They're going to get another crack at this. Like, their schedule softens up again. They're going to win a bunch of games, and they're going to have a showdown with the Rams on Thursday Night Football in mid-December,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to end the season in San Francisco against the Niners.
And it's going to be the game to watch.
It's going to all be...
It's going to be great.
No doubt. Those are going to be games to watch, and then if they're in the playoffs, he's going to get a chance to rewrite the script.
Right, because the NFC West is the best division in football right now. The Rams are 8-2, the Seahawks are 7-3, and the 49ers are 7-4. It's a great division. It's going to come down to it at the end. So he'll get a chance.
He's going to get a chance to rewrite it.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Russ and Beth Page, what's up, Russ?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up, dude?
First of all, give me a couple of minutes. First, Evan, not for nothing, but the only one that butchers the English language and the definitions worse than you is Mad Dog. You guys go back at the history. I've been listening a long time, Evan. I love you, and you crack me up. So, two comments: one on the Giants coaching staff, and one on there was an offensive pass interference yesterday. Inside the 10 by Green Bay, that I don't understand it. It was an obvious pick play. You guys can go back and look at it.
Oh, yeah, that was the one where the safety, Javon Holland, got drilled. The challenge is that who was that? Who was running? Watson. Christian Watson was running that route, and he wasn't, like, beelining for him. He actually wasn't even looking at him. And it was at basically the line of scrimmage. So it's never going to get called. Javon Holland's got to go over top of that probably, but then it puts him in a disadvantage. So it sucked because it was a touchdown that changed the nature of the game.
John is in Oxford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, when you start talking about next season, that's when you know your season sucks for the Giants. And particularly, God forbid. Now, think about what this would imply when I say this. The Giants get the number one draft pick because they have the worst record. That kind of means that Jackson Dart either isn't playing or isn't playing well. What do you do if you're the Giants next year faced with that conundrum? Or is it a positive?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you because
Evan has brought this up multiple times already.
I only brought it up once. Now, multiple times. But I wanted to be the first to ask the uncomfortable question, mm-hmm. which is, hey, if you're picking number one, do you ever consider drafting a quarterback and trading Jackson Dart? And all of you guys did not attack me, which I appreciate because I was just asking the question. And you all said no.
That's my quarterback, man.
Are
you talking about my quarterback like that?
But what our last caller did is...
You know what? Go F yourself, Evan.
Our last caller took creative license because he's saying, what if the unknown occurs? Like,
yeah.
I brought up, hey, I'm concerned about his health.
Yeah.
What if he comes back
and he's just bad?
Is bad.
Yeah.
would that make you reconsider
things? I don't see him being bad, though. He feels like that quarterback who has it all figured out, but just has that it. Like, there's always that. You know, we always talk about it. There's an it that you have, then you can see it. Pat Mahomes has it. I'm trying to think who else these right now. Just honestly,
Josh Allen didn't have it when he threw that dumb interception early in the game yesterday.
Bo Nix has it.
Yeah.
Right? Some of those throws he threw. And it's not a consistent it. Pat Mahomes has it consistently. He's just in his DNA. Some guys have it, and then they lose it, and et cetera. But Jackson Dart feels like he has the it gene. And I think he's going to be fine. I can't predict him turning into a pumpkin, so to speak.
Let me frame it this way. And the person I need to ask this question to is Tommy. Because Tommy is the only one, if I'm listening incorrectly, who is firmly on a guy he wants to hire, right? Mike McCarthy.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Tiki, you're listening, but yeah. You're not married to anybody yet.
I like Nagy right now, but okay. I mean, whatever.
Fair enough. Sean, same thing. You're still a free agent.
Yes.
So what I would ask Tommy is, you are John Mara, and you're interviewing Mike McCarthy, and boy, he's saying everything you want to hear. He is the adult in the room. You want to hire him. And as you're talking to him, he says, by the way, I'd like to also reveal my plan. My plan is I'm trading Jackson Dart. I don't believe in him. And I'm concerned about his ability to stay healthy. And I really like, name the quarterback, Ty Simpson. Mm-hmm. And we're picking in a spot in which we're going to get him.
Yep.
And so Mike's honest. He has no reason to lie. He's not begging for the job. And he tells you this. Now, Tommy, you believe in Jackson Dart, but you also want Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Do you hire Mike McCarthy and say, fine, I trust you? Or do you say, I go talk to someone else?
I'm going to side with the quarterback in this spot.
Wow.
And I would put my foot down and say, we have found our franchise quarterback. If you don't believe in him, then don't let the door hit you on the behind.
Wow.
Or this is the deal. Like, if you want the job, Dart's our quarterback.
But now you're making a commitment to Joe Shane and his decision, even though it was Dave's decision, but whatever. It's his draft pick. And you believe that your quarterback is more important than your head coach.
I do in the NFL. I think you have to have the coach too, which is why it's a tricky spot. But in this situation, I would side with Dart over McCarthy.
That's so interesting because I look at Caleb Williams in his rookie season, and that was a weird whatever, the Eberflus, whatever. It was bad for everybody because he wasn't quality enough head coach to draft that kid. And I really worried about Caleb Williams coming into this season. Different system, head coach who's not really loyal to him because he didn't draft him, and is he going to make him reach the potential that everybody thought he had? And you're starting to see the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it easily could have went the other way. And what would have happened?
Yeah.
You trading him? Like, what are you doing? It just becomes really dicey.
The quarterback versus head coach thing, which is what this has been framed into, it's fascinating when you look at the top quarterbacks and you ask the question about them.
Yeah.
So let's start with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid?
Andy Reid.
Yeah. I mean, I love Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback in the world. But
Andy Reid has had success with every quarterback almost ever had.
Now, he hasn't had Super Bowl success.
True. But
maybe you need that kind of combination to have Super Bowl success.
Think about it. Think about the Vic era in Philly, right? Michael, was he Andy Reid? Was Michael Vick?
He was. Yes, he was. And so Donovan McNabb. How good was really Donovan McNabb?
We thought, exactly. Donovan McNabb left the Eagles and was not good.
No, Washington and Chicago.
We thought Vic was washed and hadn't played and was in jail and all that other stuff. He had a heck of a season.
So I'll give you another one. Because I think Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, we'd probably all just side with Josh Allen.
Definitely.
Okay. Lamar Jackson or John Harbaugh? That's tough. I kind of lean towards John. Mm. He won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Got to a championship game with a rookie Joe Flacco.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's
man.
A good one, too. I'll really push you now. Dan Campbell or Jared Goff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller,
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dan Campbell took over play calling for the Detroit Lions, for those who didn't know or weren't aware of that. And last night, Jared Goff looked as worse as
he ever has. That didn't work. Ever. That didn't work.
And Jared Goff's success has all been with Ben Johnson as the OC.
It's a tricky one.
I think I would go Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I think it's complicated.
Because it was not only the players being great, he changed the culture. He changed the expectation. I mean, he's biting kneecaps, and guys play that way.
What's tricky about the question I asked Tommy is that right now, Giant fans don't trust Joe Shane, and they don't trust ownership, right? They don't really trust anyone to make the right decisions. So you're making the decision for them if you're telling a coaching candidate, this is our plan at quarterback.
To be fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but I think, and Sean said it, I agree with him, when you look at like what Jim Harbaugh did with the Chargers, the reason he wanted that job is because of Justin Herbert. I think a Mike McCarthy or anybody that's not a first-time coordinator that's desperate for the job wants this job because of Jacksonville.
But what if he doesn't?
Justin Herbert was also in the league for 3 years?
Yeah, a couple of years at that point.
Is this his fifth year?
He was drafted the
He was in the Tua draft, so that was 2020. Yeah.
So this is his fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he had success.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's different.
And yeah, Daxon Dart has had little success.
And also, it is possible that Mike McCarthy would view some of the quarterbacks in this draft and say, I'm just more believer in this guy.
Yeah. Hold on. And that's not like it. Justin Herbert also got paid, like one of the top paid quarterbacks in the NFL before Jim Harbaugh got there.
Yeah.
He had proven it already that he was one of the guys.
Let's just remember, last year at this time, Ben Johnson was the hot commodity. So much so that the year before, he was able to turn down jobs knowing he'd be back in the hopper.
Right.
He hand-selected
a
job.
It's also because the jobs weren't good that year.
Okay, but right. This adds to why the jobs are good.
Right.
He picked the Bears because he identified Caleb Williams as a quarterback that he could absolutely work with and want to work with. Mm-hmm. My point is, if you're a hot candidate, and maybe Mike McCarthy is considered that, I think you're doing this because of Jackson Dart.
Well, you think that. Yeah. I'm just framing a question, which is purely a hypothetical, on what you would do if he didn't.
Mike McCarthy is out of coaching for this season. So I don't know if that was because no team really wanted him or if he just kind of collectively with whoever just said, look, we're going to take a year off.
And it was late, too, if I remember. Or am I wrong?
I can't remember. Maybe. It doesn't even matter. The point is, if he wants to get back into coaching, he's had a hell of a career. He's made a ton of money. He doesn't need to go coach. He can go do whatever he wants probably at this point. But if he's going to come back, he's not going to go someplace that has a terrible quarterback situation. Like, for instance, if Kyler Murray wasn't on IR and benched, he's not going to, and they fired their coach, he's not going to go to Arizona and be their head coach because the quarterback is already paid and there, and you can't do anything about it. If he's going to come to the Giants, he's going to come here because he wants to work with Jackson.
Well, not necessarily because remember, this is all predicated on the caller's question about picking number one in the draft, right, which I don't think the Giants are going to pick, but let's say they do.
The Giants are going to win a couple games.
I agree with you, but the question was they're picking number one.
Yeah.
Would someone want the job not because of Jackson Dart, but because, I'm picking number one and I really love Fernando Mendoza?
See, I thought his question was going to be more, what do you do if you do pick number one? And that's easy. Trade out to whoever wants to go number one.
By the way, that's my answer, too.
Right, but that's not what he asked.
Right. What makes it complicated, look, it's not the same, but it's similar. I brought up a point last week about...
Now, you've now paid attention. I'm just going to interrupt you for one second,
sure,
and you can go finish.
Yeah.
You've now had to pay attention to the quarterbacks, because Justin Fields is not your quarterback.
I am paying attention to the quarterbacks, yes.
And so Fernando Mendoza has unbelievable... The dude's got 30 touchdowns, man.
Amazing.
And he's got 5 rushing, too, by the way.
Yes.
So this kid is awesome. And if you were the Jets and you want him, you're going to number one no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever, if you want him. If you love him and you do the pre-draft stuff.
He's worth everything, yeah.
He's worth whatever you have to give up to get him because that's what you really need.
Yeah.
But if you're the Giants and you look at Fernando Mendoza and what Jackson Dart has already become to you as an organization, are you replacing Jackson Dart with Fernando Mendoza, who... might not translate to the league. Look, he's big. He's strong. He fits the bill of a guy who's going to be a good NFL quarterback, Mendoza. But are you willing to, you know, replace Jackson Dart? I don't see that happening if you're the Giants, the organization.
Are you asking what I would do?
I'm just saying, Jim, I'm making a statement. I'm not asking a question.
I think it depends on A, how much you believe in Mendoza versus how worried you'd be about Jackson Dart staying healthy.
But how do you know what Mendoza's going to be?
I mean, how do you know with any college prospect? It's the same thing.
I actually have a fair, I think, question based off of that. If given the choice to the 31 other NFL teams in causing some kind of stir, what gets more? The number one overall pick with Mendoza on the board, or if you're offering Jackson Dart with a year under his belt?
Number one overall pick on the board.
Yeah, I think so.
No okay. question. But I don't think that's a... I don't like the question for your
there
argument.
There would be
actually
a revolt by Giant fans if they traded Jackson Dart. A revolt. Because you don't know what Mendoza's going
right.
to be.
And we've been waiting for this.
Yes. You don't make decisions based on crowd reactions.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there would be a revolt by Giant fans, and then you now, as a Giant fan, you'd accept it because it is a decision that the Giants make, and you're just saying, every time, this kid better be better than Jackson.
Okay, so it goes back to the same question I asked Tommy. If someone in the job interview says, I would trade Dart and use this pick on Mendoza, you're saying in your brain you are disqualified from this job. You're agreeing with Tommy.
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm saying... I, as a Giant observer,
yes.
a BGO, that is a biased Giant observer.
I like that. Yes.
I would be very, very distrustful of what Fernando Mendoza would do.
It would also be a very tough thing for a new head coach to pull off.
Yes.
Welcome. By the way, I'm trading your golden boy.
Yes.
And I'm drafting someone else. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. 888-808-1019. And with the news of Josh Naylor signing with the Seattle Mariners, we have our first result in Evan and Tiki free agency bingo.
Let's go. I didn't write any of mine down. I hope you have.
Last night, we got our first free agent signing of the MLB offseason. Josh Naylor stayed with the Seattle Mariners on a 5-year contract. And it reminded me that we can now start to get results on the first ever Evan and Tiki free agency bingo. We went through 12 free agents and 2 trade candidates about a week ago, and we all picked where they would end up. And the point system is very simple. You get 1 point if you're correct with that guy staying with their respective team. You get 2 points if you're right and that person went to a new team.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 points if you're right if it's a trade to a new team.
Yes.
Fair system. We all agree with the rules?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Naylor has signed. So let's check the big board and see what we all predicted. Sean, let's start off with you, Sean Morash. Who did Sean have Josh Naylor signing with?
Minnesota Twins.
That would be incorrect.
0 points for Sean Morash.
Tommy Lugauer, who did you have Josh Naylor signing with?
Josh Naylor, this is my prediction. I want this to happen so badly. Josh Naylor to the Red Sox.
So bad.
0 points.
0 points. Me, Evan Roberts. I have him going to Cincinnati.
0 points.
0 points.
Evan Roberts.
So far, we're struggling. Tiki Barber.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Damn it. You got it. What do you mean, damn it? You got it right.
Oh, he stayed. That's right. Why did I just say he stayed?
Because you said Seattle.
Oh, okay.
I guess you wanted to be cute.
Yes.
I don't know. Baseball savant Tiki Barber has taken the lead. 1 point for Tiki as we begin free agency
bingo.
The
evidence is racking up.
You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy.
You really are.
And to defend you, Tiki, I even had to stop and remember where he finished last year, too.
Like, where is he?
Did you forget what team they were?
I honestly did. I was like, wait, oh, that's right. He's in Seattle.
Well, before you get too cocky, yeah. We still have a lot more players to go.
We did like 20 of them.
We did 12 free agents and 2 trade. Actually, let me confirm. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yes, we did 12 free agents and 2 trade candidates with Freddie Peralta and Tarik Skubal being the trade candidates. By the way, the results of Evan and Tiki free agent bingo probably won't be announced till the middle of March because that's when everyone's going to sign. But at least we got one on the board. Now, quickly, as far as what that does to Pete Alonso, my opinion is it does nothing. Like, I don't think just because they play the same position.
Well, it's one less place for him to go.
From that standpoint, yes.
Right.
And also for the Mets or the Red Sox or anyone going after first baseman, like, your backup plan is now gone. But in terms of the contract, I don't think the contract impacts Pete. Naylor's 28 years old. He doesn't have the same offensive slug numbers that Pete has. Pete's already opened himself up to DHing. I just don't think one thing has to do with the other, unless you're talking about backup plans.
Right.
Like, Naylor was a good backup plan for the Mets. I know a lot of Mets fans were intrigued by that. So that's gone. But in terms of him getting a five-year deal mean anything in terms of Pete's contract, I don't think it does.
What was the deal 5 years?
We don't know. Huh? Believe it or not, it's been almost 24 hours since the contract got leaked out. Jeff Passan reported it last night, and I haven't seen any details on finances.
Right.
The guessing is it's going to be about $95 to $100 million. So you're looking at about 20 per?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which for him is, it's a fine deal. So one down, 13 to go as we begin MLB free agency bingo. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Ben is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's everything going, Evan and Tiki?
Good.
So I just wanted to let Jets fans know, just before I get to the point, I went to the game yesterday, and when I'm walking an American dream after the game, and then Mr. Tyrod Taylor himself, so he is a man of the people.
Really?
Just like I met you guys when you were doing a show pre-draft at American Dream. So I was saying, I told my mom, I said, the only two NFL players I met at American Dream were the greatest Giant running back of all time, of course, T.T. Barber and Tyrod Taylor.
Quick question, Matt. Yeah. Was Tyrod doing an event there, or was he just randomly hanging out?
No. I told my friend, he was walking with his girlfriend, his wife. I told my friend, I said, I should have snapped the pic, but I don't want to be like that guy. Like, you know, he probably wanted just to blend in and chill. So I kind of let him go.
All right, fair enough.
You know, but honestly, I think the guy's name was John, the caller before. He was asking about trading, like the theoretical of trading away someone like Jackson Dart. Personally, after that report came out about Abdul Carter, if we're talking about trading away a first rounder, I would say trade away Abdul Carter, because Jackson Dart has shown he can play at game speed in really bad conditions in Denver and Chicago versus NFL defenses. If we want a guy, I could fall asleep for $10 million a year if the Giants want to sign me. So,
But Ben, no offense, you're taking the easy way out. We're not talking about let's trade the guy we're mad at in the moment. He was saying if they're picking number one overall and you have your pick of the litter at quarterback, would you consider trading someone who right now no one has a bad word to say about? I mean, the only negative word one has about Jackson Dart is maybe the reckless abandon he plays and so the injury risk that he'll possess. That's the real tough part. Now, the Giants shouldn't trade Abdul Carter. I'm not co-signing that, but I think that's just easier. You're mad at him. Giant fans are mad at Abdul Carter. He hasn't had the impact you thought.
Yeah.
Dart has. Dart has had more of an impact than you probably thought. And so deciding to move on from him would be a lot more difficult.
Yeah, it would be a lot more difficult. But Abdul Carter, I feel like there's so much potential there. And I do think he's going to be okay. He's got to learn how to be a pro. And I think that's going to come.
Mike is on Long Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, perfect segue. Thank you. Using the word reckless quarterback. So I immediately thought of RG3, who was a top draft pick and a fantastic quarterback for a couple of years, but he was a running reckless quarterback. And then injuries did him in, and he put three good years with Washington, a cup of coffee in Cleveland, and then a backup for a few years in Baltimore, and he went from really a fantastic quarterback, and the injuries did him in because he was reckless. So do you see Jackson Dart hopefully not going that way, but do you think about maybe trading him because maybe that's where it would end up going?
I don't want to trade him at all.
Well, forget about getting to that level. Yeah. Are you concerned about the recklessness plays with?
I'm not. I think he'll learn how to, take hits, or more importantly, not take hits, but also still be aggressive with his legs.
I was listening to something that one of your podcasts was discussing, Sean. I get them confused sometimes.
That's okay. It's One Giant Step and Talking Giants. I encourage everybody to download and subscribe to both.
Sean,
that
was
two. One Giant Step and Talking Giants.
Yeah, they're two different podcasts. Mm-hmm. I judge them based on what I think of your co-hosts, because you have two very different co-hosts.
Oh, yeah.
One is an obnoxious Knick fan, And the other one's just a...
You're talking Giants. Why do you care if he's Nick fandom?
I mean, that's
why you don't listen to Tommy on the weekends. I got it.
I love Tommy. I couldn't listen because I was in the car with Spence, and I didn't want him to hear. I had him listening once. And remember, Tommy, I even texted you. I said, dude, Spence is asking lots of questions. Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that Sidney Sweeney comment? Mm. Like, that was it.
Oh, so he does get Randy.
You mess!
Anyhow, I think it was on one of your podcasts where Sean was, of course, doing what he does best, which is defending the New York Giants and saying that the ripping of the handling of Dart is so ridiculous. Didn't you pretty much say something of this?
Yeah, I think it's become the most overblown story.
The Dart injuries and the way he runs. Okay.
He ran the ball 5 times last week and we crushed it.
I don't think he's wrong, Tiki.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. I think it's a story. I just think it is overblown and I know why.
Go ahead.
Because I think a lot of fans saw Brian Daboll as a desperate head coach. Mm. And fair or not, they assumed a lot of the designed runs was a desperation in, yes, I want to win, but I also want to keep my job, and I don't really care about next year because I may not be around here next year. Now, what I just said may not be accurate or fair. I think that was the perception amongst Giant fans, which has caused the Dart discourse to be what it's like.
You should do a Giants podcast with me. I didn't go that far, but I think you're on to something.
Well, he's
here.
An IBO.
Yeah.
Thank you. IFO in this case. It's football.
IFO.
Yeah.
Not a BGO.
The IPO, of course, involves basketball and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
OG will be fine. It's not a big deal. It's only 2 weeks. No biggie, to borrow a line from Tommy. Come on, it's no biggie. It's freaking November.
You know what? He got off the court and just kind of sat down. I was like, yeah, something feels a little odd with my hammy.
And you know what's crazy? The Knicks are so deep, they're going to kick ass anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're going now. Are we all going next week in my seats to Nets next?
Just not on the road.
What?
The Knicks.
Well, that's on the road. It's Brooklyn, New York.
By the way, why have they only played 3 games on the road so far this season? There's only one other team, I think. It's just a scheduling thing.
It's very odd. I mean, they just had a 7-game homestand, which is like nuts.
I know, but they played 3 games. I know.
Well, they're about to start a road trip, which includes Brooklyn. Are you coming to my seats?
When is it?
Next Monday, week from today. Nets Knicks, Barclays Center. Mm. It's going to be Madison Square Garden. That's why I said that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Simone. Does Simone have tickets?
No, my tickets. I'm inviting you in my seats.
But do they?
I can get us in a suite if we want to avoid that.
Let's go in the suite.
Well, hold on a sec. You don't want to sit in with the real people?
Aren't you going to take your family?
No, it's a Monday night. Mm. I was taking my radio family, you. Mm. Are you saying no?
I'll sit with you.
Thank you, Tiki. Are you sitting with me, Sean?
I mean, I got to call some people first.
Tommy, are you sitting with me?
I would love to, but I have suite tickets, so I'll catch you later.
Yeah, but don't you want to be with the real fans?
No. No, I want to be in a suite.
Mm. Man, I don't know if I like this.
Real fans sit in suites too, Evan.
This is supposed to be like the where I take you to my seats, my family. Barclays Center, it's my home. I took you last year.
You did.
Let's go Knicks.
I enjoyed it.
And then you left early.
Yeah, I mean, because it was an unwinnable game for the Nets.
That's opening tip.
That's called every night unless they're playing the Wizards or the Pacers.
It wasn't bad. They won. They won yesterday.
No, I thank you. I am aware of that.
So we're doing a show outing next week?
The Wizards were fantastic.
Yeah, they suck.
They scored 125 points.
Can you believe the Washington Wizards employ CJ McCollum and Chris Middleton? Like, what the hell is that? Yeah. An old age home while tanking. It's crazy. All right, we'll talk later in the week, but yeah, I was hoping you guys would sit in my seats.
Maybe we will. I'm going with you, Evan.
Thank you, Tiki.
Chicken fingers.
So you two will sit in the suite, and me and Tiki will sit in my seats.
I go where Tiki goes. Mm. So if he's going to sit with you there, then I want to be around Tiki.
Well, he just said he's sitting in my seats.
All right, so I'll come, but you're going to the chicken fingers?
Would I have to buy you chicken fingers?
Normally, you can steal them like you did last year.
Yeah, exactly.
I accidentally stole them. The woman forgot to charge me.
That's her fault then.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do?
It's like a gift in the mail. You get something in the mail, that's yours.
You know what's so funny? So this morning I was at the deli that's across the street from where we work. And I go there maybe twice a week, pick up a sandwich, pick up a health bar, the whole thing. So I go there. I get a turkey sandwich, and I get like a piece of cheese and a health bar.
Hold on 1 second. Thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. A special edition.
Ooh.
An hour-long edition. 10 years celebrating baseball night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
So I go there, and the woman at the front says, okay, $6. I'm like, $6? It's not $6. And unlike at Barclays Center, where I just dumbly said, okay, paid the money and left, I said to her, quote, are you sure about that? And that gave her pause, and she's like, oh, I forgot to charge the sandwich. And then it became $15. So I've learned from the Barclays Center, but I think with the Barclays Center, I sort of felt like they owe me. Like, listen, I give them enough money anyway. F them. Give me free food.
This is the one on Greenwich?
This is on Greenwich. Yeah. With them, I don't think they owe me anything.
No.
Like, they're good, hardworking people. I'm like, I'm going to give you my money.
You did well. That was Erica.
Thank you. So I did the right thing.
Yeah, Erica, appreciate you.
I didn't know her name. But at Barclays Center,
now you do.
I was also right for saying, not my problem. You didn't charge me. See you later.
Yeah, I pay for season tickets. It's covered somewhere in there.
That's my, I think that was my mindset.
It should have been.
Like, I don't want to give you any more of my money. So if you're screwing up and saving me $10, cool. Mm-hmm. But at a mom and pop deli, I'm like, no, no, I'm giving you every dime.
I love that deli too.
Oh, they do a great job.
Good soup.
Soup is fantastic.
Oh, soup, really?
Yeah.
Write that down.
It's like right next to where the cash register is. Most people don't see it. The soup is great.
Interesting.
It's fantastic.
I always go with like a big turkey hero. But maybe
Fat.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's turkey. It's not like I'm getting bologna.
I'm a panini guy there.
Oh. Yeah,
paninis are good. I do have to go back on Evan's word, though. What the hell defines a health bar?
Cliff Bar.
Okay. Mm. You just didn't want to give the name brand out.
That's well, I just gave it now. Okay. Isn't that a health bar, a Cliff Bar?
Yes. Just usually you hear protein bar or granola bar. Very rarely do you hear somebody go, I'll have a health bar.
Big fan of the Cliff Bar.
Cliffs are great.
Especially mint. Mint or brown fudge would be my...
All right.
My two choices.
Don't say that to your kids.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.